hear God's word. Verse 12 of chapter 8, John says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgments are true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. Then they said to him, therefore, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself, since he says, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. They said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand what he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. This is God's holy and infallible word. Beloved in the Lord, one of the distinctive features of John's gospel is that it has seven of the I am statements by the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll recall that he referred to himself in the sixth chapter as the bread of life. I am the bread of life. At the opening of this passage that we have read, he speaks another I am saying, and that is, I am the light of the world. And then following that, he says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John touched on this theme of Jesus in light of the prologue of the gospel, the idea that Jesus was the one who brings illumination, the light, and the light that brings understanding and truth when he came into the world is set in the prologue of this gospel of John. In fact, as Jesus declares, I am the light of the world, remember, he is saying it in the setting of the Feast of Tabernacles. And on that Feast of the Tabernacles, they would have two great lights that would be lighting the courts of the temple. They were to cast light over the whole quarter of the city. And those lights would recall for the people of Israel at the Feast of Lights. It would recall for them the history of Israel, where there was a pillar of cloud and a fire that accompanied the people of Israel in their wanderings in the desert. We read that in Exodus chapter 14. This was the time that God had appeared to Israel, and he appeared to them. And as he appeared to them, he appeared in the cloud and in the fire. Remember, the cloud and the fire protected Israel. It was behind them, and then it came around and between them and the Egyptians. And it provided a protection from them from being attacked. It provided protection from the enemy. It protected them day and night, and it spread out to give shade by day as well as warmth at night. And here you have in the Feast of Lamps, the Festival of Lamps, a reference to that very thing in the Old Testament where God appeared to his people and did all of those things in the cloud and in the pillar for his people. And Jesus now stands before the people of Israel and says very loudly, "I am the light of the world." What does he mean by that? What does he mean that I am the light of the world? Well, he is saying that he fulfills the Feast of Tabernacle rituals. He is the one who brings light and salvation to all who believe. One of the first things that you can say about the light that was present for the people of God, the light of the world, was that that light meant that, first of all, God was present with his people. You know, when Israel was in Egypt, God led them out of Egypt, correct? He led them out. And they were led out, and they were led out by his presence in the cloud and in the pillar. He was present with them. You know, they didn't have to sit back and wonder in their minds, where's God? I always like to think at this point about the history of God with Israel in one of my favorite passages, which comes out of the book of Kings, where Elijah the prophet is dealing with the Israelites. And he calls them all together and all of their high priests, and he brings them up onto the mountain, Mount Carmel, and he says, "You call on your God, I'll call on mine." And they called on the Lord. Do you remember what happened in that passage? They called on the name of their Baal. They called and they kept calling, you know. They had a Verizon phone that never got a connection, never got through. They kept calling. They would call on the name of their God, and they did this for how long? For hours and hours. Pretty soon, Elijah comes along, and he kind of teases them and razzes them, and he says, "Well, maybe your God has had to go for a walk. You know, maybe you need to call a little bit louder." He kept after them. Call on your God. They're calling on their God because he wasn't present with his followers. When the Lord led Israel out of Egypt, he was present with his followers. How did Israel know God was present? It was right there, this humongous cloud, this pillar of cloud and fire. Fire to light up at night, the cloud to protect them during the day. God's presence with his people. And when he's present with his people, what is he doing? Well, he's present to protect them, but he's also present to guide them. They didn't have to get a GPS signal to know where do we go from Egypt? How do we get to the promised land? What's the GPS signal for the promised land? What's the map? How are we going to get there? All they had to do was what? Follow the presence of God in the cloud and in the pillar. And he not only was present to guide them, he was present to protect them. It was given for a covering, and it was the presence of the glory of God in that cloud, and through that cloud, God would speak to his people, and he would speak his word of grace, and he never withdrew from Israel. Think of that, remember that. God never withdrew from Israel. You know, when Jesus comes along, he says, I am the light of the world, just like that light in the Old Testament that was with Israel. But if that light never departed from Israel, does that also mean that Jesus will be the one who never departs from us? He will not depart from us. He will always be there for us. He will always be our guide. He will always be our protection. He will always be the one who is present with his people. When Jesus says, I am the light of the world, it's more than just saying I'm a luminary. He's saying far more. He's saying he is the light of glory. He is the light to his people, and his presence and his power are there to protect them, and he will never forsake his Israel, his people, just as the cloud never forsook Israel. The cloud was there. When the cloud was there, God spoke to his people. When he spoke to his people, he revealed his word. He revealed his presence. And it was his presence which declared that he was powerful. Then that's what Moses said when he prayed to the Lord, do not let your presence depart from us. Go up with us. He was praying for God to continually be present with his people. And that cloud and that fire declared God's presence, and it declared his power. He was the Lord who was in the midst of his people. His presence was the blessing of his grace, present with his people. And it was either that, the cloud, or it would be consumption by the hand of the enemy. But God preserved them from the hand of the enemy. Nehemiah says in Nehemiah chapter 9, in your manifold mercy, you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not over them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. You know, if you ever ask yourself, what's the way in which I should go? How should I live? That's coming from the Lord. He is the one that will show that to you in his compassionate grace and in his living word. As sinful persons, we cannot dwell in the presence of glory and in the deity. The fire would have consumed Israel had it not been for the mercy of God. It was shrouded by the cloud. It protected them from the heat and the consuming fire. And God promised to be present with his people. What was his promise? His promise was simply this: I will be your God, and you will be my people. And the proof of that was in the glory and in the grace of that visible cloud and that fire that demonstrated that God was with his people. And at no time in their wandering were the people of Israel ever able to forget the presence of God was with them, and it overshadowed them in all that they did. And Jesus is that light of life for us. He is the source of grace. He is the giver of life. He's the only hope for the entire human race. He is the light of the world. He is God. Remember, this is one of the I am sayings, the I am ego eimi sayings, which are statements. I am, which is the name of God, the light of the world, the light which provides protection, the light which preserves, the light which guides, the light which governs, the light which saves the people of God. And he has the power to protect us because he is God. He identifies himself as the Shekinah glory in that phrase, I am. He is the presence of God in our midst. And notice that everything around would be darkness. The idea of light is that it is an active power that conquers what the opposing power is, which is darkness. Israel needed light to guide them through the desert. But what did the Egyptians see? What they saw was the darkness of the cloud that prevented them from seeing the light of God. Darkness is powerless, however, in the presence of God, who is light and life. And Jesus is that light that protected Israel from Pharaoh, who was pursuing them. And as we read through that passage again, did you get what was stated in that passage? God delivered all of Pharaoh's army and all of his horses and all of his chariots into the depths of the Red Sea. Afterwards, Israel was able to see what? They were able to see the bodies that were washed up on the shore. They were able to see that God had protected them through the cloud and through the pillar and through his mighty power. And he's the one that protects us now. Jesus is saying, I protect, I guide you. We live in a world that is dark in sin. We must remember that our light and our hope is found only in Jesus. We may stumble along. We may wonder about what life is about, but if we are confused, our best bet is to remember this. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. He'll deliver us from the power of darkness. And God led Israel out of darkness into the light of life. And Jesus leads us out of darkness, the darkness of sin, so that we may follow him into the wilderness of this world, but we may follow him by faith and know that he is present to guide us. He is present to direct us. He is present to keep us. He is present with us, and he will never forsake us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The journey that we are going through, we go on by his word and spirit, and he guides us with clear light for life's pathway until we come to the very end. For us, it is life and light, but to those who reject him, it is darkness all around, just as it was for Pharaoh and all of his hosts. You know, there are some who had the opportunity to hear about the gospel. I was struck by this. Did you know that Hugh Hefner, we know who he was raised in a minister's home? Did you know that Joseph Stalin, one of the greatest murderers of history, studied for the priesthood? And Mao Zedong was raised under missionary teaching. For them, the light of Christ was darkness because they rejected him. They did not follow the light of life. We need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to remember that he is the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He is the one who is with us. He is God in our midst. Have you found God in Jesus? Is Jesus with you? Is God with you? There is no other place where you may find him. It's only in Christ. Come to him if you have not done so, and learn to say with John and with believers of all of the world, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Do you have him? Do you have this light? Do you know that peace, that joy, that comfort that comes from knowing Christ? Trust in the one who says, I am the light. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. To God be the glory. Amen. Let us pray.